was the administration also asking your agency to hire more vets? The Naval Sea Systems Command has found a way to beat its goal for hiring a certain group of vets, wounded warriors, by more than 200%. They've done it through an award-winning talent program that starts in military treatment facilities. They're literally going to the hospitals to bring new people in. Joining me with a look at how the program works is the person in charge, Vice Admiral Kevin McCoy. Admiral, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for being on today.
Francis, thank you very much for having me and for bringing attention to this very important subject.
Glad to do it, sir. And tell me what your goal was originally. And I can't imagine it was 200%. How'd you get there?
Yeah, well, last year, in 2009, we had a goal. We hired about 90 wounded warriors, and we really wanted to step it up last year in 2010, and our goal was 134. And we actually wound up with 282 last year. By a really a focused effort designed really to bring the attention at each one of our field activities. NAVC is a very large command. We have about 60,000 people, mostly civilians, around the country, focused around the coastline. And we have about 35 field commands. And really what we wanted to do was have this be a pull from each one of our commands rather than a push from headquarters, so that the folks in Hawaii were working with the veterans groups and the hospitals out in Hawaii and in the local Veterans Affairs and other state and local agencies. Same with California and Virginia and all of that, and really get the awareness up. And based on the success of last year, we said, hey, you know, our goal, again, to step it up in fiscal year 2011 would be, you know, this is an everyday 365-day-a-year effort. So why shouldn't our goal be 365 this year? We really think that we're partnering with other government agencies that we can, through our efforts and some of the success we're having, really be a model for other federal agencies and the private sector. And we're trying to teach all of the things we've learned about how to best serve this very, very unique demographic. You know, these folks are, you know, by and large, 20 to 24, 25 years old, very enthusiastic, want to serve their country. But, you know, if they were to write a resume, they would not necessarily cross over to what a lot of agencies or private companies would recognize as the skills. So that we actually show what their leadership skills are. We cross what they did in the field to the things that really apply back home and really need the same kind of unique capabilities. And so really bridging that gap between their military experience and what we need done back here on the home front, either supporting the military or out there in the private sector. And we've been very successful.
Admiral, congratulations on your success. We only have about 30 seconds left. You're keeping 90% of the people that you sign up. What do you attribute the retention success to?
I'd say two things. First and foremost, these warriors want to serve their country. And in the Naval Sea Systems Command, that's our job. Every day we serve the warfighter. Matter of fact, we have some of these wounded warriors that are back in Iraq and Afghanistan on the battlefield in a civilian role supporting the warfighter. And the other thing is we really try and build a relationship, make them part of the team. And these folks want to be part of a team. They want to contribute. And I'm very, very gratified that they're deciding to stay with us, and we're going to keep working in that department.
Vice Admiral Kevin McCoy, Commander of the Naval Sea Systems Command, thanks for being on the program today. Congratulations on your success.